Exodus chapter number 5. Exodus chapter number 5. There are times in life when you ask God, why? You ever experienced that before? Why, Lord? Why? In Exodus chapter 5, Moses finds himself at the end of the chapter asking God why. But God had already told him the things that would happen ahead of time. Most likely Moses wasn't listening to God. And that's where we find ourselves at times. God has already expressed His will in His Word. We're called to trust in Him. But when the situations come, it hits us as a surprise almost. And then we find ourselves asking God, why, Lord? Why? Exodus chapter 5, verse number 1. And afterward Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh. You gotta love this part. They go in, they see Pharaoh, and they say this, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. I mean, they were really laying it thick on Pharaoh. Jehovah, the God of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. Verse 2, Pharaoh said, who is the Lord? Who is Jehovah? Who are you? What are you talking about? The Lord God of my slaves? You mean the God that I defeated? You mean the God who couldn't protect His people? This is your God who subjected His people to slavery, and you want me to listen to Him? Who is the Lord? Who is He that I should obey His voice to let Israel go? I know not Jehovah the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. So Moses and Aaron were afraid. Boy, they talk about stirring the pot. They stirred this guy. He was angry. Most likely the most powerful man on earth at that time. And they were shocked. They thought for sure, the Lord God of Israel, man, they thought for sure He'd say, oh, okay, let him go. Let's move him out. Lord, yes, sure. Oh no, they found Pharaoh to be defiant against the Lord God of Israel. So Moses and Aaron kind of tones it down. Look at verse 3. And they said, the God of the Hebrews. What happened to the Lord God of Israel? Now He's just the God of the Hebrews. Right? The Hebrews. Ang ibig sabihin ng Hebrews. The people that live on the other side of the river. Yeah, those people. His God. Their God. The Lord, the God of the Hebrews. Had met with us. Let us go, we pray thee. Well, please let us go. Can you at least let us go? We're just asking you now. You know, earlier we're demanding. Now we're just begging, asking, you know. 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest He fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. I mean, God's going to punish us. He didn't say He was going to punish you. This is total fear. Maybe even a measure of cowardice. Backtracking even. No faith. Verse 4, and the king of Egypt said unto them, wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works get you unto your burdens? See, well, you're going to tell my workforce, imagine the workforce, the entire workforce of Egypt, on the back of the slaves, the backside of the shoulders of Israel. You're telling my workforce to leave? And Pharaoh said, "Behold, the people of the land now are many, and ye make them rest from their burdens." And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, and he does a few things to them as a result of Moses' request. Of course, Pharaoh rejected his request. And Pharaoh said this to the taskmasters. Number one, verse 7. "Ye shall no more give the people straw to make bricks." So apparently, their job was to create bricks and to create the cities of Ramses and other cities and other architectural structures of ancient Egypt, and they used bricks. But now you have to continually make bricks. Only this time, we're not going to help you provide straw so you can mix it with mud and form bricks. Now you're going to have to find your own straw. So mahirap na yung trabaho nila. Mas lalong pinabigat ni Pharaoh kasi wala na yung supply ng paggawa ng bricks. Yung straw, hinahalo sa putik, tapos nagiging matigas, tapos yun ang ginagamit nila bilang semento. And so now no longer are they going to get assistance. Now they have to work doubly hard. Remember, this was bone-crushing labor. Now this is like bone-crushing labor times two. For there were no more straws to gather for themselves. Verse 8, "And the tail of the bricks which they did make heretofore, ye shall lay upon them, ye shall not diminish thereof, for they be idle." So number two, Pharaoh accused them of being lazy. Accused them of being lazy. I mean, this is like the worst case scenario between a master and a slave. The master would say, "Oh, you're just being idle. You're being lazy. Therefore, they cry." Now they're whining. Lazy bums and whining bums, saying, "Let us go and sacrifice to our God." They're making that as an excuse so they don't have to work as hard. Lazy, idle, crybabies. Very, very terrible outlook. So number two, more work was laid on them. They were accused. Number two, they were accused. Verse number 9, "Let there more work be laid upon the men." Okay, the men. This was yung men dito. Yan yung mga leaders ng mga Israelite slaves. We can identify them as foremen. Okay, foremen, the head of the projects. "More work upon them, that they may labor therein, and let them not regard vain words." Don't even listen to them complain. Don't even help them. Let them suffer. This is terrible oppression. Verse number 10. "And the taskmasters of the people went out, and their officers, and they spake to the people, saying, Thus saith Pharaoh." Now, you guys know how to say, "Thus saith the Lord." Well, hey, guess what? "Thus saith Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go ye, get you straw where ye can find it. Ye ought, yet not aught of your work shall be diminished." So the people were scattered abroad. Verse 12, what's the result of Pharaoh's rejection to Moses' plea? The people were scattered abroad. The people were scattered throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. Verse 13, "And the taskmaster hastened them, saying, Fulfill your works, your daily tasks, as when there was straw. And the officers of the children of Israel, which Pharaoh's taskmaster had set over them, were beaten." That's number three. So they were accosted, they were beaten, they were maltreated, mistreated the four men, the heads of the men, beaten and demanded, "Wherefore have ye not fulfilled your task in making bricks both yesterday and today as hitherto?" So you could hear maybe the cracking of the whip. Work! You should have worked hard. Oh, this is severe punishment. All because Moses requested to let his people go. And the officers of the children of Israel came and cried unto Pharaoh, saying, "Wherefore dealest thou thus with thy servants? There is no straw given unto thy servants. And they say to us, make brick, and behold, thy servants are beaten. But the fault is in thine own people." And he said, Ye are idle, therefore ye say, let us go and do sacrifice to Jehovah, to the Lord. Go therefore now and work, for there shall no straw be given you, yet ye shall deliver the tale of bricks. So the officers of the children of Israel skipped Moses and went to Pharaoh, asking Pharaoh for reprieve. And this is a picture of sinners trying to work with the devil. Does it work? No. Trying to have a plea bargain with Satan. You cannot deal with the enemy. Don't make deals with the enemy. Don't go halfway with the devil. He will destroy you completely. Now, verse 19, "And the officers of the children of Israel did see that they were in evil case, after it was said, ye shall not minish aught from your bricks of your daily task. And they met Moses and Aaron, who stood in the way as they were come forth from Pharaoh." Oh, I tell you, they just got done with a meeting with Pharaoh, got tongue-lashed, rejected by Pharaoh, and now they're going to see Moses and Aaron on the way. Ooh, I bet you it was not a happy day for them. Verse 21, "And they said unto them, the Lord look upon you and judge, because ye," Moses and Aaron, "have made our savor to be abhorred in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to slay us." You know what, Moses and Aaron? It's your fault. It is your fault for doing this to us. And now they're going to kill us. Now we're going to be in great trouble. And it's your fault. You made us to stink. We had a good thing going on. Yes, we were slaves, but at least they supplied straw and we could get by. But you stirred everything up, and now they're going to slay us. You made us to stink. You know what the people did? The people rejected Moses' leadership. Pharaoh rejected Moses' leadership. The people of Israel rejected Moses' leadership. Wonder how Moses felt. Look at verse 22. "And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Lord, why?" Basically, wherefore, that's why. "Wherefore hast thou so evil entreated this people? Why is it that thou hast sent me?" Also, Moses was obviously hurt and asked God why. Verse 23, "I came to Pharaoh to speak in thy name, he hath done evil to this people, neither hast thou delivered thy people at all." And so Moses was defeated. And then he wallows in self-pity and asks God why. Didn't you have a purpose, Lord? Didn't you send me Why would you send me to do this to the people? Why are you doing this to me, Lord? You know, God has a way of bringing us to the end of ourselves. Faith believes in God even though we cannot see the Lord. Even at times when God is silent, even in times when it just doesn't seem right. It's not right. This should not have happened. You know where we get in trouble? Kung saan tayo nagkakamali. Nagkakamali tayo kapag iniisip natin na ganito ang dapat gawin ng Panginoon sa buhay natin. Kumbaga, hinahatulan natin ang Diyos. At sinasabi natin sa ating sarili, ganito dapat, Lord, ang mangyari sa akin. Bakit, Lord? Why? We get in trouble when we program God to move according to our desires. That's where we get in trouble. When the timing isn't right, when we have unfulfilled expectation, oh, I expected this. I expected this to happen. And it didn't happen. Why, Lord? You know, it's this, these are the moments, these are the times when we have to exercise trust and patience, especially when things aren't going the way we think things should be going. These are the times. I'm not saying that it's wrong to ask God why. I think it's natural. It's part of our sinful flesh. It's part of our sinful nature. But if you're going to ask God why, then ask Him why in faith. Ask God why, but have faith in God. Why, Lord? I don't understand this, but I will say this, Lord. I trust in You. I believe in You. And you know, God, in due time, what does the Bible say? Huh? Be not weary in well-doing. Now, why would the Bible say that? Why would it say, be not weary in well-doing? Because doing well is wearisome. Doing well is wearisome. Nakakapagod na gumawa ng tama palagi. Kaya winorning na tayo ng Panginoon, huwag mapagod sa paggagawa ng tama. And so God has already told Moses, God already said it. You're going to go to Pharaoh and you're going to say, let my people go, and he's going to reject you. Moses should have listened. Moses should have reacted in faith. Now it's easy for us to read the story and to come to this conclusion, but when the shoe is on the foot, that's when the sermon begins. And so we shouldn't visit Moses with too much disdain. But we find ourselves in Moses' shoes often, looking into heaven and wondering why. What is your plan? What is your purpose? Why did you allow this to happen? Now again, you can ask those questions if you ask them in faith, trusting in the Lord. And when God gives you the reason or shows you the plan, you should receive it and agree with the Lord. And if God doesn't show you the reason, doesn't show you the plan, does it change who the Lord is? And even though we cannot see Him, look, we can learn to walk with God while we wait for God. We must learn to do that. Moses did that. Moses is going to learn to do that. We just find him right now in this stressful situation. And so we find Moses goes before Pharaoh. Pharaoh rejects him, and the people reject him. And now he's totally wondering what's going on. And let's learn from that. testing of faith, testing of trial. In chapter 6, God begins to answer Moses, reply to Moses, and show himself strong on behalf of God's purpose and plan. And we'll learn about that next week. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Let's pray. Before we pray, I want to ask you a question. Do you ask God why? Sometimes when things don't go your way, when plans and purposes get erased by providence, sometimes we need to align our will with God's will. And sometimes we need to learn to surrender. Remember what Jesus said in Gethsemane? Not my will, but thy will be done. When God shows you his will, embrace his will. Receive it by faith. Pastor, pray for me. There are times when I ask God why, but I want to ask why in faith. Would you raise your hand? God bless you. God bless you. I don't know why sometimes. Why? I cannot answer that. But we can trust in the Lord, and we will trust in him. Father, we thank you, Lord, that in times when we try to make you operate on our calendar, on our timing, we get frustrated, Lord. Because we fail to recognize that we are not in control. You are. Everything is subservient to you. Our lives are in your hands. And so, Lord, sometimes we ask why. And it's okay because we trust in your answers, Lord. Forgive us for not believing in you at times, not walking with you when we should. Forgive us, Lord, I pray. And help us to patiently endure hardships, Lord, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, so that we may rejoice greatly when that day comes when we will no longer ask why, because you will show us why. Help us not to regret that day. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you are dismissed. God bless you.